Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Good morning, Ricardo.
Good morning, Philip. You took my line.
I did. I caught you off guard. Yes. I am shocked at what you're holding there. What do you have in your hands?
I have some pictures. There is this parishioner who takes pictures at Mass, but she still prints them.
From, yes. Is that from Walgreens?
Yes.
Actual envelope.
Yes, photo.
Wow.
There are pictures inside. This is a baptism that we had, and the baby wanted to stay with me. So we continued. It was at Mass, so we continued Mass with... I took the baby. I kept the baby until...
Eucharistic
for
prayer.
A while. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, until I needed my hands again.
All right.
So we are going to discuss the feast, the gospel for the feast of Christ the King.
Yeah.
Which is one of your parishes, correct?
Exactly. So this is the feast day for Christ King Parish, one of the parishes I'm pastor at. By the way, I'm also pastor at St. Bernard Parish in Wauwatosa. My name is Father Philip Ogacki. I'm one of the two guys. And so the feast day is for one of those parishes.
And I happen to be Father Ricardo Martin. I'm the pastor at Sacred Heart Parish in Racine, Wisconsin, and also the Vice Chancellor here in the Archdiocese.
So here's the liturgical year moving along. In fact, we've hit the end of the liturgical year now this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Christ King Sunday is the end of the liturgical year, and then next Sunday we're going to begin the first Sunday of Advent, and it's a new cycle. So we've been in, there's a three-year cycle of Sunday Gospels. So we've been in cycle B, mm-hmm. and then we're going to move over to cycle C when we come to Mass next Sunday.
As we've said so many times this year, cycle B was mainly Mark's Gospel, and now we're going to move to Luke's Gospel.
Correct.
In Mark, because it's shorter, we needed a lot of John's Gospel, like this Sunday, especially for this feast. But then next year, so beginning next, in our next podcast, when Advent begins, we begin with Luke.
Okay. So where am I going to read from here?
We are going to be reading from John's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 33b to 37.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
So you should be the expert on this feast, right? It's the
well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
There is a piece of trivia that I wanted to ask you. This feast may happen between, I think it's the last possible date that can happen is this year. It has to occur between November 20th and November 26th. So this Sunday is
25th.
It could still be on the 26th.
That's right, one day later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a feast that was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. And yeah. I don't know this by heart. I'm just
okay.
Wikipedia entry.
All right. Well, what about the gospel?
Mm-hmm. I remember that several, of course, three different Gospels to celebrate this feast. It's interesting that we're concluding the year, and yes, Pilate is asking Jesus about, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus says, "You say so," and he is the King of the Jews, but he's about to be brought to the cross. So it's an interesting contradiction that I believe speaks about the whole contradiction of this, apparent contradiction of this feast, that Jesus would be someone that would tell us often not to care about power and not to lead like the Gentiles led in his time, but at the same time, we do recognize that Jesus is the King of the universe. So it's an interesting tension there.
The struggle for a preacher, in my opinion, on this feast is to be creative in communicating these two visions of reality. So an earthly kingdom and a heavenly kingdom. But it's hard to avoid, I find this as hard as a preacher, it's hard to avoid speaking about royal images and the fact that here in the United States we're uncomfortable with that or we broke away with that. Those images can become a little stale, I find, in American preaching at least, as we use that. And that's where I struggle, because we never want to be stale. But really, that's fundamentally what it is Jesus is saying, my kingdom here is a heavenly kingdom and not that earthly kingdom. So to be creative in communicating that, I'll be honest, for me, is always a struggle here on this feast day. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes. First of all, yes, it makes sense that you are struggling with this. This is a feast instituted in 1925, when the world was a very different place. But at the same time, we believe that the truth of Jesus Christ, because the gospel is about the truth, that it's something that doesn't change. When many other things in society, in the world change, it's again a wonderful tension. When I was at the seminary, I always thought that the great thing about studying the theological and philosophical foundations of our faith, this idea that we believe in realities that are in tension, you know, intention.
Realities, intention.
Intention, yes, two
correct.
Different words. And that's one of them, the both and solution to things. Yes, we believe that Jesus is the truth. At the same time, we admit that reality changes also, and how do we adapt as a church to that? Here we are saying that Jesus is king of the universe, but he's about to go to the cross. What a throne for a king, a cross, which is part of the philosophical tension that we are dealing with today.
So you're right. I think that goes to the very heart of Christianity. It's full of that kind of tension. And with it really is it's a both and. We see that in nature of Jesus Christ, his humanity and divinity and grace and nature and in so many other ways. And here too, that tension as we think about kingdoms. And I'd say adding to that our earthly responsibilities and our spiritual and heavenly responsibilities, never to be opposed, but those two things are together.
They're connected. We say that in the Creed.
Right.
Heaven and earth. Yeah.
Right. So one of the risks, too, is we can always, especially on this feast day, but always have that tendency to think of these things of the earth as burdens,
yes.
Sometimes as evils, and we want to release ourselves and just be with the spiritual. But no, the reality is this is where God is. This is the gift that we have. And this kingdom is here and in heaven.
I believe so. I believe that Jesus makes constantly this connection between the here and the now and the afterlife realities. No doubt.
I think, too, about the reality of not war, but a reality of kind of a warrior image as we think about a king and a kingdom here. And a reminder as we now move into Advent, here at the end of the liturgical year, we start to think about the last things we would say. But just that reality that Christ is victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is victorious because we never give up. It doesn't just all happen magically, but Christ is victorious because we never give up in striving for heroic holiness here. Here on this earth as we live out our lives.
Again, the tension. Yes, what you said is absolutely true. At the same time, the cross is a defeat. Jesus is alone. His disciples abandoned him. They will need to come back to him as the risen Christ. So again, you find this tension. But yes, I believe that's why we believe. Without the triumph of Jesus over the cross, there would be little to believe, little to think about if it wasn't for that.
Right. I think this is revealed as we're talking about this, but it's also the what I realize as we anticipate this feast, there's a lot of different directions to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of, you can talk about the theme of the feast. You can talk about some of the things that we've spoken about, the gospel specifically, the first or the second readings, or the feast day. What I'm able to do is to speak about our parish in a very special way as we celebrate.
Yeah.
But it feels like a stew. You know, a stew, you put in a whole lot of different things. This is one of those weekends where there's a stew of options there, and I don't know which direction I'm going to go.
There is one idea that I'm thinking about that I've preached many times this year, especially when you read the synoptics, is many times what we find in the Sunday Gospel is an encounter of Jesus with someone and see how fruitless this encounter is. It's one of the worst encounters in the Gospel because Pilate is, because of his fear, because of his care for power, his fear that he's going to be overruled by the Jewish authorities, he's unable to listen to the truth. And Jesus is the truth in person, the personification of the truth, and he's unable to hear him. I think I want to go in that direction.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure yet. So two important things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, so happy Thanksgiving in advance for
you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah, so you're going to be spending time with the family. I think you said you have a family you generally spend time with.
Or? Not this time.
Right.
I'm traveling. I have to attend meetings of my community.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Not turkey for me this year.
Okay. And then Sunday, and this is, I'm inviting all of you who are listening, so especially if you don't have a place to go to Mass, we begin the 175th anniversary of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee this Sunday, and a Mass at 2 o'clock at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist. So in downtown Milwaukee, come at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a very beautiful celebration, so that'll be exciting. I'm going to be there, so please come. 2 o'clock on Sunday, we begin the 175th anniversary celebrations of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and a lot of things happening through the year as we celebrate. It's a great occasion.
Do you realize also that we are concluding our second liturgical year with the podcast?
That's right.
And then next week we'll be opening the third.
That's right. So we have a whole 3-year Sunday cycle.
So maybe they can rerun them. We'll see what happens.
All right. Take care.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.